You're listening to the Chad Easty Show on demand. Good for you. Now download the KFYO app and listen live weekday afternoons, 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Easty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Austin, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be on this Friday. Yes, it's finally Friday. We welcome you into the program, whether you're listening at home, at work, on the way back home. Maybe you're just traveling up and down I-27, down I-20. Who knows where you're going? I don't know. But we're glad that you're with us today. Even if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate you listening and tuning in. And we invite you to get in touch with us throughout the program today. You can text in at 806-680-2790. We've got a lot to get into, but we also have some great guests that will be joining us as we get you ready for the weekend. And we start things off right now. He's back from being down in Austin and filing tons of bills and getting ready to do battle on the House floor at some point. We have State Rep Carl Tepper in the studio. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, good. This is a town hall. Didn't you get the word?
Is this the town hall?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, a couple of things to clear up. There was almost a town hall scheduled, but we got wind that these are groups of essentially Planned Parenthood style people who are disrupting town halls all over the country. You see it with congressional town halls. We certainly saw it downstate with Cody Harris and Brad Buckley were getting booed off stage without being able to say anything, essentially, or defend their position. It's okay to disagree. Yes, you have free speech, but I'm not going to put myself through getting booed, and especially after I had to set the whole thing up. The agreement was they would set it up and I would attend. I'm in the middle of a session. We're getting killed.
Yeah.
They weren't even smart enough to get a room together, by the way. My staff ended up doing it all, and then they were still nasty about it, so we said, forget it. We're just going to reach out to Chad Easty, maybe some television. And I've been returning calls to people who are like, oh, thanks, I didn't know that. So we can absolutely clear the air on school choice, the school funding bills, and the work we're doing at session.
Yeah, because you have some of these leftist groups who are out there. And listen, you represent everybody. You don't just represent the people who voted for you. You represent everybody, but it's one thing to go into a legit town hall where, yeah, there's going to be maybe some people who
sure
disagree with you. And even coming on this show, you and I may disagree on a few things. It's a whole other thing to put yourself in a setup where you've got a group of people who they don't want to hear you out. They want to get social media hits for them, and that's really what it's all about.
They're chanting and yelling, your job, and all this stuff. Like, I don't know, I don't see how that's constructive, which is too bad.
Yeah,
because I like getting in front of people and explaining the issue, and they might have good points against it, and I'd like to counter those points, or maybe I don't have a counter. Maybe they know what they're talking about, but in this case, it's a real shame, and it's been a struggle, an internal struggle with my staff and me, and you know other politicos about how to address the public without it devolving into the mob mentality that we're seeing all over the country and all over the state. So here we are, Chad. We're on radio and we can do it here.
So, okay, and right now there is no final bill, but let's talk about what is at least in the House when it comes to school choice, vouchers, education savings accounts, whatever you want to call them. What is the House presenting? What do you like about the bill? Is there something you don't like about the bill right now?
So I want to say it's it's a completely different pot of money. Now, you can make the argument where, well, the $1 billion, taken to school choice. You can make the argument that, well, Carl, that $1 billion could be used for public education. Well, you know, we fund state parks, too.
Yeah.
And we fund bridges over there, and we fund a lot of health care in this state that could be used for public education.
It could be used for anything.
This particular bill has a completely separate pool of money that's not in the Texas Education Agency, but is managed through the comptroller's office. And so the $1 billion accounts for about 100,000 Texas students, maybe 2%, maybe up to 2%, to have a choice of what school to go to. $10,000 per student, up to 11,500, I think, for special ed students. Mm-hmm. And it is prioritized. It's not rich kids. Guys, this is one of the biggest misrepresentations of the bills I've heard. It's not going to rich people to send their kids to private school. It is for prioritize the low-income and special ed families to send their children to private schools, and some parents just want that option.
Yeah. So in the previous session, there was, from what I remember, of the bill that was being worked on there, there was this idea where if a student leaves the school district, then there's money, especially in the more rural areas, money is put back into that school.
Hold harmless, they right. called it, and we would still pay you for not having that child there. No, we're done with that. Actually, they should have taken the bill, the deal a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. The deal now is, no, it's like DOGE would give us a spanking if we were going to keep paying for kids that were not in that school. No, if the child leaves that school and they go to the private school, it should be, the way it's written, it should be an even, semester. There's no partial semesters or anything. If that qualified student goes to that qualified school, that accredited school, then the public school loses that child.
So that's where some of the folks are getting that's where you're taking money out of public ed, right?
Yes, okay. It could happen. But
there's also another bill.
Yeah, there's HB2, which is putting another $8 billion into the public schools, including the much sought after basic allotment, which we're increasing that $220 a student, 40% of which in the House bill will have to go towards raises, not just for teachers mostly, mm-hmm. but for school counselors, speech therapists, school nurses, that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to the folks who say, well, all right, if a kid's taken out of, I don't think we're going to see a lot of it out here. I don't think we're going to see a lot of it in the rural schools in this area because a lot of people like their smaller rural schools.
Look, you're not going to suddenly, Haskell, Texas, and Stanford, which I think is in your listening area, are not going to suddenly have a bunch of private schools popping up.
Right.
People are very proud of that. I used to live in Haskell for a very short amount of time. Haskell Indians and Stanford, they love their teams. They love their schools. They're smaller. There's more attention to each individual child, and I don't see this affecting rural schools at all.
But mostly, let's say Arlington ISD. Kid takes a kid out of, or a parent takes their kid out of Arlington ISD. They put them into a private school using an education savings account. Arlington ISD, they lose that funding for that kid,
that's
right?
That's exactly right, that basic allotment, yeah.
Okay, so what do you tell the people who say, hey, all right, well, that's defunding public schools?
Okay. I guess, depending on how you look at it and you look at the calculation, yes, that money will not be in that public school anymore, even though 98% of the students will still be remaining there no matter what happens.
Right. And they're still going to get
that basic allotment and all the other.
Was it HB3?
Yeah. And don't listen, people are saying, well, we're only giving public schools $6,000 a child. I've heard as low as $2,000 a child. It's really around I've heard some debates about this from one school district yesterday. Depending how you slice it up, $13,000 to $15,000 a child. The basic allotment is just one portion of it, which is about $6,700 or something. The rest, there's lots of pools of money that goes towards these schools, including offsets for teacher health insurance, curriculum offsets, money for technology, money for that curriculum, money to incentivize teachers getting more accreditation. So there's lots of different pots of money. Some people don't like that, by the way. And I actually hear the arguments of one school district I talked to yesterday about, look, we're tired of the different allotments. We want more freedom with the basic allotment, which gives us the most freedom. And they might have a point. So I'll talk to the chair of education committee and maybe make that case. And apparently they did the other night to them directly as well.
So do you think that, as we still stand right now, do you think the votes are still in the House?
Oh, yeah. For this it's coming.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing so much anger and consternation. Again, even after the State of the Union, the Democratic response, the lady had said, attend your town halls, because this is a coordinated effort to scream everybody out of there and make it seem like there's no support for these sorts of initiatives.
Yeah. When you look at, you know, you never hear from public ed folks that there's too much money. And they'll never give you, or at least maybe they have given you, they haven't told me what the silver bullet is that's going to solve all public education and make everything better. So what's the real answer when it comes to improving public education in Texas? Forget about education savings accounts, because I do think that'll breed competition, and I think that'll be a good thing at the end of the day. But how do we actually improve public ed?
I'm going to tell you this, not just to blow sunshine and take some of the heat off of, you know, the public school debate, but I think what I've seen in Lubbock, the public schools are doing a great job, and the teachers care, and they're working hard. I would argue, you know, the parents have to be engaged. I would argue that we're seeing more and more special ed type of situations. This is going to sound cliched. I think, you know, getting your kid to church and having some core moral values and engaged parents is probably most of the answer. Short of that, we're having to pay for more and more special ed, more and more school counselors,
mm-hmm.
More and more hours in the day. These teachers are killing themselves. They're there 12 hours a day. I've seen it. I know they are. My daughter was very well served. She had dyslexia, LASD. If your child has dyslexia, I can't imagine a better program than LASD has to kind of hold your child by the hand and get them through. And now she was an honor student. Even with those problems, and I was doing great in college. So I think the public schools need to have some self-confidence. I think they're doing a great job, and they have some great, they offer some great opportunities, whether it's robotics, the athletics. You're never going to beat the public school athletics. You're never going to beat some of their music programs and things like that. So I think, again, they need to have some self-confidence. And if Lubbock keeps doing it the way Lubbock is doing, I don't think they have anything to fear about education savings accounts.
Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. Get into a few other things about some of the worries that people have about education savings accounts, even coming from conservatives out there.
Sure.
There are some concerns. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay and Buck Show, we'll dive into the next slew of major policy decisions coming down from Trump world. We know the White House has been very busy in month one. Month two, not letting up at all. More coming on the border, plus trying to get Putin and Zelensky to the negotiating table to end that war over there. We'll talk about that and much more coming up on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Monday morning at 11.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show, we've got State Rep Carl Tepper for one more segment. Okay, explain to folks, because this happens every session, people are wondering, hey, what are the state reps doing? Why is Carl Tepper back on a Friday when the legislative session is still going? Yeah. You have some of your colleagues who like to bloviate on social media.
We're not doing anything.
You guys aren't doing anything. What's actually going on behind the scenes?
Golly, that's the most disingenuous thing in the world. You know, we're literally, it's not physical labor. So I can't say we're killing ourselves like I was in the military, but I have worked the last two and three weeks have been, I think, the busiest weeks of my life. Hands down, from, you know, you're up at 7 a.m., you're in the office at 7:30, you're in committee all day, and it's back to back to back to back to back to back meetings. And there was one, I don't even know if I should say this, I couldn't even go to the bathroom. I mean, staff was like, you're going to screw up the entire rest of the day's schedule. And I'm like, guys, I have to go. But I don't want to get up from committee and not hear, you know, Texas Tech's testimonies coming up on appropriations. I've got the tech systems coming up. I've got the Texas Education Agency is coming up. And that's going to be 4 hours of testimony from Mike Morath.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss a minute of it.
Yeah.
So we are so busy. We're meeting with, and by the way, these conversations we're having on the air about ESAs and about our roads and about special events funding and things like that, it's all day, and I've got a dozen people or more in my office just back to back to back to back from Lubbock or from the area. And I think that's the great part of the job. I enjoy that part.
Yeah.
But boy, it takes it out of you. And then in the evening, yeah, you go out and you have dinner with other members and colleagues, and you're discussing your bills. And you're discussing who's on what committee to talk to try to get your bill through. I didn't know. I'm on six committees. I am the chair of one of the permanent subcommittees, and I didn't know that was going to happen. And I have 60 bills out, just short of 60 bills. My staff's about to go on strike because it takes an hour just to request hearings for these bills. Mm-hmm. And I've got six layouts next week, which means I go in front of somebody else's committee and lay out my bill and tell them how important I think this bill is. And by the way, now we've got state senators calling. It's a big compliment. We've got state senators and committee chairs calling us to want to hear our bills. Hmm. And these are a couple of these bills I was going to drop and try to not move them. And I've got committee chairs, a big, powerful committee, state affairs and others, who are calling me, hey, we want to hear this bill, which is a big deal. Usually we're begging for them to hear our bill.
Yeah.
But they want to hear it. I was about to drop it. So suddenly the bill's revived again and staff's growling. But they're also kind of complimented that people want to hear our bills.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
When it comes to, and we've talked about, I think we've talked about this with you before, but at least in the House bill that we've seen with the education savings accounts, we've heard from concerns before from homeschool families, even from private school families. Hey, we don't want any strings attached. We don't want the state to be, you know, yes, it's taxpayer money. We're afraid that there are strings attached where the state could come in at some point.
Yeah. Hey, homeschoolers, it's $2,000 a year. We don't touch you, but you have to use it for things that matter, like your curriculum, the cost of your curriculum, maybe some technology. It's got to relate to your child's education. But it's $2,000 a year. We're not going to interfere. We're not Maine. There were some problems with Maine. Mm-hmm. We're not the state of Maine. This is Texas.
And that's if they qualify for it.
We're not going to interfere with your curriculum or what you're doing. Private schools are not interfering with you. You have to be an accredited private school to qualify, which means you have to take a standardized test. So some of the people are complaining that, well, you don't have to. You're not going to be, you don't have any standards. You have to go to an accredited school. They take the NORM test, which is like their version of the STAR test, and they have to be accredited, and they also have to have accountability standards as well. So yes, they do have accountability. It's not a free-for-all to be qualified for these funds.
Yeah. Who's going to be running the program, you know, as far as dishing out the money?
The comptroller's office can take up to 3% of that $1 billion, not more than 3%, because we want most of the money to go to the families and the child. So up to 3% to the comptroller's office, who will manage the funds. It'll usually be by third parties who will come in. It might be one or two or three third parties to come in and manage these systems, much in the way that your healthcare savings account is managed probably by a third party to get those funds back to you. When you show the receipts, they'll send you the money back.
So do those companies make money off of it?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they'll make some. They'll find efficiencies and a way to do it and efficiently, you know, manage the system through its path.
Yeah. We got just a couple of minutes left. What's a bill or two that you want people to know you're working on?
Oh, shoot. You know, we've got some big stuff going on with the NIL. That's been a big issue with the universities and college sports on can they pay recruits and that sort of thing to get them the name, image, and likeness, by the way. I've got big stuff going on, folks, at Reese Air Force Base. Texas Tech is essentially going to have a giant footprint out there. I think the runways are going to be reactivated and that sort of thing. Department of Defense has taken a great interest in what we're doing out here in West Texas. I've got some economic development funding where most of it's used in Dallas and Austin and Houston. Do they look like they need economic development funds? I've got bracketing so that we get more of it out here, including special events funding and things like that, because frankly, we're getting kind of screwed on our events funding and our economic development funding. We'd like to bring some more of it out here to West Texas.
Real quick, the Senate's idea of $500 million for film incentives for Hollywood.
You know, that's very controversial right now. I'm not just trying to get away from answering the question. I don't know. I had one guy tell me that the films need to be Texas values and that sort of thing. On the other hand, who's the LSU? Taylor Sheridan films out here.
Yeah.
You know, those Christian guys haven't been filming out here, and Taylor Sheridan's got the biggest shows, and he's the one who's filming out here.
Yeah.
So I want to know that it's good for West Texas, not what's good for Texas too, but I need to know what's in it for me.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah. All right. State Rep Carl Tepper, always good to hear from you.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you later.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We live in a busy world. And let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on a Friday. You know, we like to have a little fun on Fridays. We like to talk a little politics, talk some current events. We're going to talk about a Southwest Airline flight that got a little bit out of control before they even took off. Yeah, flights out of Houston. There's something about flights out of Houston that just attract a little bit of crazy. We'll get to that a little bit later. We're also going to talk about a great event. It's one of my favorite events that happens here in Lubbock. And whether you're coming in from out of town or whether you're in Lubbock, the Lubbock Uncorked event is coming up in April 5th, 2025, over at the American Windmill Museum. And joining us to talk about it, preview what is to come with Lubbock Uncorked, we've got Brenda Garcia. Welcome back.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good, 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 good.
So you've been involved numerous years now with Lubbock Uncorked. I think, what, last year you chaired it? Is that right?
I did chair it.
So you were kind of in charge of everything.
Well, I helped a lot. There was lots of, I don't know, I maybe helped direct traffic maybe.
Yeah.
There's lots of people.
You were just running around, basically.
Yes.
Running around,
yeah.
Making sure everything was going on. For folks who have never been to Lubbock Uncorked, what have they missed out on?
You know, first of all, here's what I love about it. It's a great community event.
Yeah.
I love that it brings a community together. And so many times you hear there's nothing to do in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. And when you have events like this, it's so fun to go. And, you know, you get to go in, you get to taste the different wines. They're all from Texas. Many people don't realize how big the wine industry is here in Texas, yeah, with like over 80% of those grapes grown right here in our backyard in the South Plains, on the South Plains. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And if you don't know this, hey, California, we're starting to rival those. In fact, I think we have rivaled many of their wines.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a fun event to get and see there. And of course, there's food and there's music. And then there's different classes that you can do. There's discovery sessions that you can take. So those are fun.
And that's, I was looking at the website this year, and you go to lubbockchamber.com/LBK Uncorked, and you can get tickets there, see all the information. I really had never thought about Indian food and wine.
So this one's fun. So I'm excited that I'm going to get to teach a class, because usually when I'm at Lubbock Uncorked, it's very much a different out of the box for me, which I love. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
But this time I get to pair all of my favorite things. So we're partnering with a couple of different people. So we have Saffron and Spice is coming in, and they are going to teach about Indian cooking, which is so amazing. Cultural foods are amazing. And mm-hmm. oftentimes, I know I don't know a whole lot about it. I have learned over the years. And some of their spices are amazing, and the health benefits. Not only that, but all of the health benefits that come with Indian cuisine. So we're going to teach something called A Taste of India, A Bite of Health. And, of course, it's a wine event. So she's going to pair it with some different wines from English Newsom.
Yeah.
So really fun, unique event. I'm really excited. I've been working with the chef and the team over there. And I'm telling you, they're incredible people. They're just as passionate about teaching people about Indian food, and she's going to do it in a way that's going to make it really authentic and also really approachable.
Yeah. And again, what I love about this is it's Lubbock Uncorked. It's coming up in April. You can go ahead and purchase tickets now, get all that kind of stuff taken care of. And I encourage you to do so early because you want to get those tickets early.
You do. And there's a variety of tickets, because there's just general admission. So that gets you in. That gets you. You can go taste the wines in there. And it's $50 in advance. So I highly suggest you get an advance, or it's $65 at the door. Mm-hmm. And if you want to bump it up a little bit, you can get a VIP ticket. And there's that includes all the general admission, plus access to the VIP tent, which has some premium wines and liquor and some hors d'oeuvres in there. And then new this year is an all-inclusive VIP experience. So that includes everything that I mentioned to the VIP tent, plus premium parking and entry to both of those discovery sessions. The other discovery session is Sip and Paint. So very fun, very unique way to enjoy a great afternoon in Lubbock. I mean, by the way, this is on Saturday, April 5th.
Yep.
And we're willing it to be a beautiful afternoon.
Absolutely.
From 1 to 6 p.m. So what a great opportunity for great, not only wine tasting experience, but to learn or pull out your creativity, bring your friends, bring your family, make it an event in there. Okay, so when I say bring your family, I should say only your adult children, probably over 21.
But that's what we do. I mean, we go out there with our in-laws and family. We go out and we enjoy it. And, I know in the past there's been an area that has, like some other selections. I know my father-in-law's gotten some beer out there before. And so, there's that. There's some food trucks that are out there. Last year, I think the big thing was like pizza. Everyone was getting pizza last year.
We're going to have pizza. Saffron and Spice is going to be having some of their foods. The Market Street tent will have all kinds of delicious cheeses and fruits.
Everyone's at the Market Street tent.
Getting
the cheeses. You're getting it's the charcuterie board. You're going through. You're getting your cheeses, your grapes, all that kind of good stuff that goes with wine. And yeah, that area, that y'all are always packed.
Yes, very much so. That I, you say y'all, and I am not the team working hard over there. That is a hardworking team over there. And really, quite frankly, all the booths are. I see them, you know, appreciate everyone that comes in to bring this up here. And you just get to experience some amazing things. I really just love the whole experience of it. It is a fun day in the community of Lubbock.
It absolutely is. And, of course, those tickets, they get you some wine little tickets to go around. And you can try the different wines that are out there. And then if you like a certain glass, you can buy a bottle, and they'll hold everything up at the front for you, all that kind of thing, so you don't have to lug around stuff. I mean, it's you make it real customer friendly.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, because there is they called it the Vino Valet.
Yes.
So, yes. Because, you might not want to haul around, you know, a couple bottles of wine or six bottles or, you know, whatever. Maybe you're buying gifts or, you know, whatever you're doing.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Because people do, they like to give out wine especially during Christmas. I mean, I know it's early, but you think ahead a little bit and go, hey, why not? These make great gifts, you know, for birthdays or whatever. So that's a great idea to go ahead and get somebody a bottle, especially a lot of these wineries, they're from all over the state and they come in and you may not have seen them before. And unless you're going back to that winery, you may not have a chance to get that bottle again.
That's right. So, you know, it is something that you can find something unique.
Yeah.
And something different for sure. And start checking off that Christmas list. Be a little, you know, Santa's probably already got his workshop going, so you may as well join him.
That's right. Go to lubbockchamber.com/LBK Uncorked. Is that the main place people need to go in order to get tickets and information?
Yes. That way you can get ahead of the game and order those, get those early. And those VIP tickets and the ultimate VIP ticket, those are limited numbers.
Okay.
So, and they do sell out every year.
Yeah.
So make sure, hop on there and get some of those so you can go enjoy.
They'll go fast, that's for sure. Brenda, thanks for stopping by today.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
All right, it's Lubbock Uncorked. It's coming up on April 5th. That's a Saturday over at the American Windmill Museum, which is a great place to have it, 1 to 6 p.m. And, of course, live music. There's food trucks and wine as well. You'll get to learn a lot. For those of you who have done the wine trail in the Hill Country, guess where they get their grapes from? It's
That's
up
right.
here. So you'll get to learn a lot about the wine industry. That's for sure.
Can I add one more thing really quick?
Yeah.
When you're at the Windmill Museum there, that's another perk. I've looked around. Oh, my gosh. Look around the museum.
It's
while
cool.
You're there. That's
cool.
right. That's right. So it's another perk.
You Absolutely. Just, When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from J.C. Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
It's just not enough. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Hey, by the way, if you are a business owner out there, KFYO, along with Town Square Media, putting on a job fair coming up on the 26th over at the Embassy Suites. And if you're interested in participating in the job fair, maybe you've got some positions you need to hire for, go ahead and text in. And we'll have someone reach out to you at 806-680-2790. Give us, when you text in, let us know, of course, your name, a good number to reach you at, and the name of your business. And again, if you're looking to hire some people, we're going to have a great big job fair coming up at the on the 26th over at the Embassy Suites. And so we can get you in touch with all the right people to have you out there at the job fair. If you're interested, text in 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let us know with the name of your business, who you are, and, of course, a good number to reach you on, and we will pass that information along. 806-680-2790. Ben Ronco and Bovina weighed in. Dear Chad, Carl Tepper seems like a good guy. Why don't people like him? I think a lot of people do. There's just some liberal snowflakes out there that they're very upset. They're very upset with life right now. And so they're having to deal with that. 806-680-2790. Glenn Hager, the Texas controller, has been named the finalist to be the next chancellor at Texas A&M, overseeing 11 universities that educate more than 157,000 students and 8 state agencies, including the Texas Division of Emergency Management. The Board of Regents selected Hager on Friday to succeed Chancellor John Sharp, who has held the job since 2011 and is slated to retire in June. Now, of course, this has already set off at least a couple of folks announcing that they're going to run for Hager's seat. Hager was widely seen as someone who could potentially run for governor in the future. And so now there's the behind the scenes movement happening as people decide what they're going to run for, who's going to run for what, how many people are going to run for controller, and we've already got two candidates who have thrown their names into the ring. We'll talk about them coming up in the next hour. And so already we're into political season. It's just like that. Just like that. And we get into a political season. Kamala Harris, she's apparently told folks that she's going to make her decision soon about her own political career. That's right. Kamala Harris, according to Politico, telling folks at a Oscars award party, which why she was at an award Oscars watch party, I have no idea, but apparently she was invited. And she's apparently going to decide between running for governor of California and running for the White House again. Which, running for the White House, probably not a smart idea for Kamala Harris. But we'll get into that a little bit more in the next hour of the program. 806-680-2790. Another story that I know a lot of folks have been keeping an eye on, the West Texas measles cases rising to 198. I think there's about 30 cases in eastern New Mexico that people are looking at. So cases continuing to go up when it comes to measles. Another piece of legislation that has been filed, Senate Bill 985, would revise a 2023 law that raised the number of the minimum number of voting locations. Headline from the Texas Tribune, Texas countywide voting bill would allow fewer polling locations. Texas State Senators Thursday held a hearing on legislation crafted to update the 2023 law requiring certain counties to drastically increase the number of polling locations if they use vote centers for countywide voting. Last year, VoteBeat reported that the election officials in several counties said they were struggling to comply with the law as written. State Senator Paul Bettencourt, Houston Republican, championing the bill, also supported by the Texas Association of Election Officials and Texas Association of County and District Clerks. The bill would modify the 2023 law that made it harder for counties using countywide voting programs where voters can cast a ballot anywhere in their county on election day from combining small voting precincts with few voters into larger ones. The bill would effectively remove a late amendment into the law that ended up raising the minimum number of polling locations that counties had to offer. Counties can't find enough people to work elections. It's a problem, and they've been having to deal with that problem for a while now. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, final hour of the program as well. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Final hour of the program. You can text in at 806-680-2790. 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. That's the phone line. The first voice you hear from when you dial in. We didn't have a chance to even say hi to him in the last hour. Nick, the first voice you hear from when you dial in. Nick, are you doing okay?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there.
Sorry we didn't get to acknowledge you in the first hour.
You know, I don't need recognition. do I live off of it? Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you win some, you lose some, I guess. So I'm offended, but it's okay.
You were holding a sign saying, "Hey, remember me."
I was. I have many of those.
Yeah.
What I do is I slap it onto the glass.
Yeah.
Because it's really loud.
Yeah.
So it gets your attention.
Oh,
and
did.
The guests.
It did. Because, exactly. I mean, you know, we started the show off with State Rep Carl Tepper, and you were kind of like, well, okay.
Yeah.
And then we had Brenda Garcia stop by, and then we just kept going, and you were over there just holding the sign up, and then as I started this segment, you slammed it up against the glass like, okay, we've got to.
It scared me.
Yeah, I figured, okay, well, Nick, you've got something to say. You've got a lot going on. Are you looking forward to a relaxing weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it going to be? Do you have a fun-filled weekend?
Oh, no.
Or is it just a nothing weekend?
It is a whole lot of nothing weekend. But to me, we've established this. To me, that's perfect.
Yeah. I've got listen.
Yeah. That's all I want.
We had plans for tomorrow.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant you and me.
No.
Okay.
We.
I didn't know about. I'm sorry.
My wife and I had plans for tomorrow night, but early in the week, you know, the forecasters went, oh, snow. It's gonna snow. It's going to be like a high of 38 degrees, and we got to get rid of that. Now they've updated the forecast to it's going to be like 40s, the 40s.
Still snow? Man.
If there's going to be anything, it's going to be like late tonight, early tomorrow. Yeah. And they've even reduced like the rain chances.
That's so disappointing.
It really is. They teased us. Yeah.
They said, get ready.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they ripped the rug
from
under
us.
They lied to us.
Yeah.
The weather, the 100% accurate every time weather people, they lied to us.
Let me look at my AccuWeather. I mean, it's named Accu for accurate, AccuWeather. Now this says it's a 91% chance of rain.
Says
a 91. I was looking at a local forecast.
Would the local? I would rather trust the local, would I not? I think that's the best bet.
And they said 10%. I'll be honest. Ron Roberts said 10%.
I like Rob.
That's
Ron,
a big, that's a gulf. That's the gulf of America.
Literally.
Between the two.
The opposite numbers.
It's 10% to 91%.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to be wrong. Either the AccuWeather people, and I don't know who they are.
No.
I've met Ron Roberts. I know he's a human being.
Great guy.
I've met him numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who any of the AccuWeather people are. That could just be AI. I have no idea.
Probably is. If it's not already, it's moving fast.
And so I don't know who to trust. So we have between a 10% and 91% chance of rain tomorrow.
What a great meteorologist.
Yeah.
Going on. Hey, guys.
I'm telling you, should.
I don't know. Between 10 and 90% chance. Go off of those numbers. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah. So who knows? And then I think up in the Panhandle, those of you in Amarillo, y'all are supposed to get some snow, I think.
The last
forecast that I saw.
They always get snow.
Yeah.
It's not
the Panhandle, they get some snow. They get more snow than we do.
I don't like that.
It's chillier.
That should change.
Up in Amarillo.
2 hours makes a difference?
it really does.
Really?
You would be shocked.
Wow.
So, like, when the last time we did the show up there, I remember leaving here, and it was like, oh, this is nice. I get to Amarillo, and I'm looking for a jacket because it's chilly in Amarillo. That much of a difference, a couple of hour drive, the elevation, yes.
Hmm.
It is chillier in Amarillo than it is in Lubbock.
I guess I'm always shocked at the size of Texas.
Yeah.
So I should not be surprised that a mere 2 hours and you're at new weather.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
It's listen to AccuWeather in Lubbock. Listen to Ron Roberts in Amarillo or something.
Have you,
you know?
Ever driven in? And I assume you haven't, but I don't know. Have you ever driven into Flagstaff, Arizona?
No. It was worth a try to ask, though.
Let me tell you
that.
Something. Driving into Flagstaff, Arizona in the summer
is
a treat because you're driving through some of the hottest desert of Arizona that you've ever seen. Like, you're looking at your car going, is this thing going to melt?
Yeah.
My vehicle could melt at this point. And because we've made the drive a couple of times from here to Las Vegas, and we've stayed and done the kind of overnight in Flagstaff.
Hmm.
It's a beautiful place. Love Flagstaff. But both times that we have gone to Flagstaff, I think about 30 minutes out, you just start looking at your dashboard, and that temperature it starts dropping. And that elevation, you're just going up, you're going up. We went from, it had to be 110 degrees. To about 30 minutes to an hour later, maybe less than that, in Flagstaff, below freezing.
That's ridiculous.
It's stupid. It's absolutely. And then you're leaving Flagstaff.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? The complete opposite. It's cold. And then you're winding around, and eventually you're back into the 80s, into the 90s, and it's just horrible.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever even been to Arizona. I don't think I have. I've taken a road trip to Washington, and I'm trying to think. We did do a little zigzagging, so I'm trying to remember where we went. But I know we went through Colorado. That was fun.
Yeah, Colorado's good. Colorado's good.
Lots of tall mountains.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew that. In Colorado, it was quite the treat to see. I loved it. A mountain driving,
yeah.
I don't know. It's beautiful.
It is
beautiful. I saw a bear. I saw a bear in Colorado.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure it was a bear. It was just its butt, and so it was either a very large man who probably should have shaved, or it was a bear, and it was like rustling, you know, maybe some garbage or something. But we were on like a
still no definitive answer.
To this day,
yeah,
I don't know. We're gonna assume it was a bear. I hope it was a bear. It was like rustling, you know, some little brushes, you know, grubs, what have you, whatever bears eat. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. You need to see beautiful mountains, see a bear butt. You know, that's Colorado for you.
Yeah, I think you need to make the drive, go from Lubbock to Flagstaff, and do it during the middle of the
tomorrow.
Summer.
Start tomorrow.
Do it in the middle of summer. Yeah. Go middle of July. Drive in, and it won't be like freezing cold in Flagstaff, but it'll feel like fall. And you'll get out, you'll be like, what strange land have I ended up in?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
And then you immediately leave,
and
it warms right back up. It's just, it's a strange little thing, little mountain town.
Yeah. That's Arizona.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's been a few years since we went, but it was a lot of fun the last time we went. 806-680-2790. Both Christy Craddock and Don Huffines announcing their bid for Texas controller after Hager has been tapped for the A&M chancellor. So both at least now two Republican candidates, Texas Railroad Commissioner Chair Christy Craddock and former GOP State Senator Don Huffines. Huffines, of course, he ran against Governor Abbott in the primary a while back, did not do too well. Abbott has not revealed his pick to succeed Hager. Craddock, an attorney from Midland, daughter of Rep. Tom Craddock, former House Speaker. And so both candidates have put out press releases and getting ready to run for office for Texas controller. 806-680-2790. Texture climate change talk. Just, you know, regular climate change as far as driving into a mountainous area and how that can change the climate. Sometimes for the better. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get into a few other interesting headlines out there.
People are searching for the kind of love that we possess. Some go on searching their whole life.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay and Buck Show, we'll dive into the next slew of major policy decisions coming down from Trump world. We know the White House has been very busy in month one. Month two, not letting up at all. More coming on the border, plus trying to get Putin and Zelensky to the negotiating table to end that war over there. We'll talk about that and much more coming up on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Monday morning at 11.
We'll be right back.
Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm still laughing at the Democrats who released their Choose Your Fighter video. Did you see that's on social media? It's just absolutely terrible. Trump has responded, by the way, by putting out a video saying America did choose their fighter. And it's pretty funny. You can check that out on, different forms of social media. You can see that. 806-680-2790. A Southwest Airlines flight out of Houston was delayed this week after a woman stripped down nude and began to walk and scream down the aisle on a Houston flight to Phoenix. Southwest Airlines flight from Houston to Phoenix was forced to return to the gate after a passenger stripped naked and began to scream before takeoff on Monday afternoon. Video taken by passengers show the woman completely undressed, walking up and down the aisle while yelling. Remember when you used to get in trouble on the flight for not wearing a mask? They let this woman walk around the plane for like 25 minutes. The flight from Hobby Airport in Houston was delayed for an hour. The Houston Police Department said in a statement to NBC News on Thursday, received a call at 3:30 in the afternoon Monday, that a passenger took off her clothes on a flight and was causing a disturbance. The woman was removed from the flight, transported to a psychiatric center in Houston for medical evaluation. Quote, no charges have been filed, so her name has not been released, according to Houston police. Two anonymous passengers who live in Phoenix told KPNX that the aircraft had just begun to taxi when the woman, who was still fully clothed, walked to the front of the plane and started to yell. Quote, it was very uncomfortable, really scary, said one passenger. I do remember her saying that she wanted to get off the plane. Well, I guess that's one way to do it. Same passenger said the woman yelled that she was bipolar and began hitting parts of the plane. She started like jumping up and down, screaming at the top of her lungs. Some flyers were shocked to find that charges were not being filed against the woman. Well, considering that she got naked in front of a bunch of kids and everyone else, the passenger said. So, yeah, that would... A texter weighing in. No way she was hot. Had to be a fat feminist. Another texter. Good Lord, what the hell was that bumper music? That from Gwen. That was like, from the 80s? 90s? It's been around for a while. I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head. But you've played that one before. Ben Runkle weighed in once again, a two-time texter today. Chad, you know the difference between naked and naked. Naked means you don't have any clothes on. Naked means you don't have any clothes on and you're up to something. She's naked. Another texter. Why am I not on these fun flights, Mark, in California? I don't think it was a fun flight. I don't, again... Crazy woman getting nude and screaming at the top of her lungs and banging on the cockpit door and demanding to be let off the plane. Like, that's not hot. That's maybe I'm wrong. Nick, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong here. If I'm on a flight, I just want to get home. I just want to get to my destination. I don't need any women stripping off their clothes and going crazy on the plane. I don't need that. I just need to get to where I'm going.
I don't need to be delayed by an hour or so. Another texter asking if she was hot. Now, we have video of it, but she's all blurred out. That's she's all, you know, because you don't want to post, the nude video of somebody. But she's all censored out. Again, you got places to go, places to be. You know, it's one of those, if you've got it connected, at least those people do have a story. You know, they'll have that for the rest of their lives. Like, hey, I was on this flight when a woman went crazy and took off all of her clothes. Like, that's something. You have that story for the rest of your life. That's pretty good. But everybody else, they're just inconvenienced. Just absolutely inconvenienced by the entire thing. 806-680-2790. All right, here you go. Lockheed Martin has revealed more about its common multi-mission truck. They've also come out with a new missile that they say is a lower-priced missile, missile launcher. They say that the price on it is around $150,000. It's not too bad. So I guess if you've got a little extra money lying around, there you go. You could maybe get if you could own a missile, I guess you could pick one of those up. They're saying the Barracuda 500, known popularly as a cheap cruise missile, is what they're looking at in the future. When we come back, Kamala Harris still trying to decide what she's going to do in her future. Rick weighing in. Is she hot? It doesn't matter because she's crazy. Finally, a missile I can afford. Exactly. Another texture. She must have had an attractive figure since it took 25 minutes to deal with. Well, we'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder cattle auctions were mixed. Prices $4 to lower to $10 higher, and Texas weekly direct reporting prices $1 to $5 lower. Cattle futures were up. April live cattle futures up $4, close at $200.28 a hundred. March feeder cattle futures up $2.95 to close at $276.98. March cotton futures also up, close at $64.76. March wheat futures steady at $5.51 a bushel. March corn up 6 pennies to close at $4.55. And March soybean futures down 4 cents, closing at $10.10 per bushel. March soybean meal futures down 60 cents, close at $296.50 per ton. February Class A milk futures up 8 pennies, closing at $18.38 a hundred. April crude oil futures up 75 cents, trading at $67.02 per barrel. And the Dow Jones up 222 points, close at 42,801. And that's Market Roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm your commissioner, Sid Miller. And remember, friends, Texas agriculture matters.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on this Friday. Getting you ready for the weekend. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Hey, don't forget, this weekend, if you're in Lubbock and you're getting out and about doing a few different things, don't forget to stop on by my friends over at Eddins Furniture, where right now, if you're a Chad Hasty Show listener, you walk in to Eddins Furniture at 1415 19th Street, you'll be able to tell them, hey, I'm a Chad Hasty Show listener, and I'm looking for that queen bedroom set that is on sale for $669. That's right. It's a great price while supplies last. And trust me, you're going to walk away very happy with your purchase from Eddins Furniture. This is good only for Chad Hasty Show listeners. Only. That's it. Okay. You've got to be a listener of the program, and you've got to let them know that you're a listener of the program in order to get that great deal. And while you save some money at Eddins Furniture, be sure to look around, take a look at some of the different recliners they have, some of the different sofas, and all kinds of stuff that they have at Eddins Furniture, where you're going to save a great amount of money and you're going to get some great furniture from our friends at Eddins Furniture, 1415 19th Street in downtown Lubbock. Yes, there's construction in the area, but trust me, the prices are worth it at Eddins Furniture to have to deal with that. So go by and see my good friends over at Eddins Furniture this weekend and save some money. You'll be able to. You'll be very happy that you did. Kamala Harris sets a deadline for her next move. This is out of Politico today. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is seriously considering a run for governor of California and given herself a deadline to decide. At a pre-Oscars party last weekend, Harris was asked by another partygoer whether she would make a decision about jumping into the California governor's race. She gave a definitive answer, and according to two people with knowledge of the conversation, she gave a definitive answer of, well, she'll decide by the end of summer. In calls to supporters, allies, and trusted aides in recent weeks, Harris has made clear that she plans to make a decision in a few months. Harris's timeline, reported on Politico, is the clearest indication to date that she may enter the race to succeed the term-limited Gavin Newsom in the Golden State. Allies said a win would almost certainly take a 2028 presidential run, which Harris is still mulling off the table. Harris maintains significant leads in early national polls of the field of possible candidates, yet she's had some frank conversations with advisors and confidants in Washington about how difficult they expect the presidential primary to be. Harris aides note that she has been intrigued by the idea of being the chief executive of the fifth largest economy in the world and the first black woman to be governor in America. Really? Like, that's what that you're still playing the race card of this is what interests you, becoming the first black female to be governor in America? Really? I mean, just say that you want to be governor. Just say that you're interested in helping the people of California. But she can't do it because she's a Democrat. And the Democrats always have to go to the race car. They always have to play the race issue. They put everybody in their little boxes and make sure they remind people that, hey, we're going to put everybody in their little boxes. And, that we're going to remind people of race and gender and trans stuff all the time. Which, by the way, we have not heard Kamala Harris comment on whether or not girls should be competing against boys in girls' sports. Not since Gavin Newsom came out against the idea. Now, of course, him coming out against the idea of boys playing in girls' sports, that's a newfound idea for him. He didn't believe that weeks ago, not even a couple of days ago did he believe that. But now all of a sudden he believes it. Now he is a staunch believer in boys competing in boys' sports and girls competing in girls' sports. At least, you know, he's had ample time to come out against the whole idea that the left has been pushing, and he never came out against it before. Just the other day when he was on Charlie Kirk's podcast that went viral. He also, by the way, came out against the term Latinx. Yeah, so Gavin Newsom really trying to change his stripes, really trying to become a moderate or appear to be a moderate. He's not. He's a far leftist, as is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a far leftist. She would do well in California, obviously. She was the senator from California, was the most liberal senator from California. So I'm sure she would do well among the voters in California if she decides to run for governor. If I'm Kamala Harris, in all seriousness, if I'm Kamala Harris, I don't run for president again. Not right now. Not right now. She had a disastrous campaign. It was not good. She had a disastrous campaign in the primary years ago. She should not run for president of the United States. If just politically speaking, now, of course, I would be okay with it because I think she's going to lose nationally. But again, just politically speaking, if I had to give her any advice, I would say go and run for governor and try to build a resume there, try to win, try to do something in California. Hell, try to do something good in California. And then if you can rebuild your image, if you can rebuild your polling numbers nationally, hey, you can always try again for president of the United States. But she was a disaster. She was a disastrous candidate. The Democrats did not want her to really run for president. They did not really want Kamala Harris to be the one who took the torch from Joe Biden. Kamala Harris was just settled upon. And I think voters are going to remember that. I think voters in the Democrat Party are going to remember that. And I think voters in the Democrat Party, if I had to take a guess, they're going to want someone who they deem as a fighter. They're going to want somebody who is going to come out swinging, and that's not Kamala Harris. No one takes Kamala Harris seriously. So, yeah, Kamala should go back, run for governor. I think she would have, as of right now, she would probably have an excellent shot at winning. The only reason she would not run for governor is if she got polling data back that showed it'd be a close race in a primary and she could lose. Because then her political career is over. You run for governor and you lose in the primary, you're done if you're Kamala Harris. So she doesn't want that to happen. She still wants to keep that door open for the presidency. And so if the polling numbers look good, I think then she will, pretty much absolutely run for president or for governor of California here in a couple of years. It's crazy that we're already talking about campaign season. I know it is, but that's what we do. That's what we do. The candidates run for office, and those of us on radio, we talk about those candidates running for office. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more here on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Final segment of the program. We begin to wrap things up for another week. Get you ready for the weekend, of course. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of colder weather moving into the great state tonight and into tomorrow. Some of our friends up in the Panhandle, you could be getting some snow tomorrow. They had teased maybe some snow here in the Lubbock area. Not sure if that's going to happen. If it does, it'll be early in the morning, but maybe a little bit of rain, maybe a chance of rain. We'll see what actually happens. The chances of rain looked really good earlier in the week, and now they've kind of tapered off a little bit. I'm hoping we'll get some rain, to be honest with you. I could deal with a nice rainy day on Saturday. I don't know about you, but I could, you know, since my weekend plans that we had were already canceled because of the impending weather, I'm kind of okay. Since it's going to be cool anyway, let's just have a nice rainy day. How about that? Like a nice rainy day, highs in the 40s, and some rain moving through. That to me sounds like a really good idea. I think Nick would be okay with that as well. But yeah, just a nice rainy day I think would be really, really nice. I'm all in on that. You can send in your thoughts as always on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. And don't forget, you can follow me on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. And also, that's on at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter and on Instagram as well. Hey, do want to remind you about our great friends over at First Bank and Trust Texas. It's the bank that I trust. First Bank and Trust Texas, with numerous locations throughout Lubbock, the South Plains, into the Panhandle, and through the big country as well. They are looking at adding new locations. It's a great banking partner. Whether you're looking for personal banking or business banking, they have the right tools and software and obviously business tools that you need and banking tools you'll need to make either your money work for you or your bank and all of your accounts work for you the way they need to. And they've got some great options when it comes to CDs. They've got great options when it comes to different loans as well. Here's what I want you to do today and throughout the weekend. Visit their website at firstbanktexas.com. That's firstbanktexas.com. You can open an account right there online at firstbanktexas.com. Or just go by one of their numerous branch locations and visit with them about opening up a new account at First Bank and Trust Texas. It's the bank that I trust, First Bank and Trust Texas. Go by and visit with them today. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Okay, how about this? This out of the Washington Post in South Carolina. An American is set to be executed by firing squad. That's right. Firing squad for the first time in like 15 years. He's choosing the firing squad over the electric chair and lethal injection. I thought that was quite something. Choosing the firing squad over lethal injection. He says that because he doesn't know what's in the lethal injection. You know, I don't know why you would care if you're being put to death when it's in the lethal injection, but I guess he cares. And so he's going to go with firing squad. You know what? The firing squad, that's not a bad idea. You know, I think we should bring back the firing squad in more circumstances. That might be something to think about. It could be. It might be, you know, something that... I can see states bringing back the firing squad. You would think it would save a little bit of money, right? You know, you just spend money on ammo every now and then. That's about it. And then if you really wanted to, you could like auction off a place for a family member of the victim to be part of the firing squad. Okay, maybe not. Maybe you don't want to do that. But there might be some family members willing to do it. That's all I'm saying. 806- 780-680-2790. Ah, the other thing that's going on next. Oh, yes. This economic blackout movement, which is so stupid. You've got the left. This is how some of the lefties are fighting back against Trump. Grassroots movement calling for Americans not to shop at major chains for 24 hours for an economic blackout last week went viral. Now they're launching a week-long boycott against Amazon that begins today. That's right. So if you've already shopped at Amazon, how dare you? John Swartz, the 57-year-old founder of the People's Union USA, calling on Americans to boycott Amazon and its companies, including Ring, Whole Foods, Twitch, and Prime Video. Boy, I'm telling the hipsters and the liberals to avoid Whole Foods, good luck on that. Quote, the Amazon boycott is about sending a message loud enough to shake up the system. It's not going to make a dent. People are still going to shop on it. Let me tell you, even the people who are posting about this on social media, I guarantee you they probably went to Amazon or will be going on Amazon at some point in the week. The people who are addicted to shopping on Amazon and shop on it every week, which is so many people, it's just a habit now. You're going to go. You're going to see what the price is on Amazon. I was doing a little shopping around earlier today for a future birthday present for somebody. And I was going around and I was looking for the best prices. And I was checking out Best Buy. I was checking out, maybe Walmart popped up. But here you go. Amazon, it pops up. Amazon actually wasn't the best price. I was kind of surprised by that. But I was just kind of looking around at some different things, and it's just natural now. You go to Amazon. Now, before anyone gets mad at me for not shopping local, what I'm looking for is probably not something that you can find locally. I can't say what it is, but I have not seen it at any mom-and-pop electrical store here in Lubbock. I can say that. So it's something that I'm going to have to buy at a big box store, special order, or something like that. That's going to have to come in. And, it'll be really cool. Once it comes in, it'll be really cool. But it's something that is, I got to go to the big box stores in order to get it. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on X, also on Instagram. Don't forget to download the Chad HD Show podcast as well. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Enjoy time with family and loved ones.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station, staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square.